This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A lot of news happening these days, and a lot of it's coming from pop culture. And the reason why is because pop culture and politics are always colliding. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Pop culture meets politics, because as much as we want politics theoretically out of our lives, it's never going to happen. Not today. Not anymore. You guys have heard me talk about the idea that in the old days, politics sort of creeped in every now and then, but not anymore. Now, politics dominate your life, and your life creeps in every now and then. So, lots to talk about this hour. We've got these women who try to give these Hollywood elites who wanted to give their children a heads up. And they were willing to pay a crazy amount of money to do it. I saw a story that said it paid as much as $6 million to give someone a leg up. Anyway, we'll talk more about it. But I want to talk, before we get into that, I want to talk about the breakup. Have you guys heard about the breakup? Yeah. It was a breakup that was inevitable. One could see the cracks beginning to appear in the facade. And though the relationship between the creepy porn lawyer and his porn-making client had all the hallmarks of a match made in leftist heaven, it has finally come to an end. That's right, folks. This is according to Town Hall. Michael, creepy porn lawyer, Avenetti, on Tuesday announced that his law firm, Egan Avenetti LLC, would no longer represent Stormy Daniels. The pair came together when Daniels, a porn star, and sued President Trump. She wanted to invalidate a $130,000 non-disclosure agreement she signed with then-candidate Trump, before the 2016 election, to stay quiet about an alleged affair they had a month ago. Now, I don't believe that necessarily. They say that's what Trump was paying for, but Trump said, no, we had a business transaction, and I didn't want the business transaction made public. Now, there are people who would argue, Kevin, wouldn't it make sense? That's what maybe he did, maybe he didn't. First of all, I don't think it's any of our business. But if he did, and he wanted the business transaction not to be made public, shouldn't be made public. I've signed many non-disclosure agreements in my life, many. Now, they were all to do with a product that a company was going to release, or some fact of something, you know, something involving, quote, intellectual property of these people. And they said, Kevin, we can't discuss it unless you sign an NDA. And I signed it, and I didn't violate it. And it wasn't that I was trying to get something off these people. I didn't do anything. Even if there was something to be gained, I wouldn't have gone, well, I'm going to take myself off the non-disclosure. You sign a non-disclosure because you agree. I'm not going to spill the beans on whatever it is we're discussing. For all we know, Trump was talking about opening up a hotel for prostitutes or ex-porn stars. We don't know. It's Kevin Jackson you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. Creepy porn lawyer Michael Avenetti has founded upon himself to say no more relationship with Stormy. Oh, Stormy. Anyway, on February 19th, he says, we informed Stormy Daniels in writing that we were terminating our legal representative of her for various reasons that we cannot disclose publicly due to attorney-client privilege. The irony. Oh, the irony. We can't discuss why we no longer want a relationship with Stormy Daniels, because it's private. But what was he trying to do? He was trying to get Stormy to expose the business relationship that she had with Donald Trump. But we can't tell you why we're breaking up. He says, this was not a decision we made lightly, and it came after a lengthy discussion
thought and deliberation, as well as consultation with other professionals. We wish Stormy all the best. I don't know about you guys, but in the world of breakups, I'm just saying, I think that Michael did this. Michael first was the one who broke up, right? He called it off. I know you never know, because, you know, it's he said, she said, and she's going to say, I broke up with him first. No, he broke up with me. I broke up with him. Here's the deal. It's all childish. Michael Avenatti, everybody deserves to be represented. Michael Avenatti should have been smarter. That scenario of these two people getting together to sue Trump never should have happened. And I'll say this. I don't know. I'm not trying to get all in their business. But given Avenatti's financial problems, I believe he could no longer manage or represent the goose that lay rotten, not golden eggs. See, Stormy Daniels had gone past her value to him. She went from being a potential payday to being a liability because Trump sued her and she ended up having to pay him more money than he paid her in whatever the relationship was. Enough is enough. I think that Avenatti said, we've milked this poor cow completely dry. Pardon the pun. But there's nothing left for us to do. You know, I wish him success. In whatever way that creepy porn lawyers and porn stars become successful, I wish him success. I hope that people learn a lesson from this, that if you sign an NDA, you got to live up to the NDA. If you don't want your business, in other words, if you want to take something public, don't sign the NDA. But when you do, be a solid citizen. I don't know if that's the lesson. That sounded good. Man, I love the story, though, because it goes to show yet again that in the end, Trump wins. Yeah. Donald Trump wins. Whether we're talking about this border wall or, I don't know, grounding of jets. I don't know if that's a win-win scenario. But whatever it is, Trump's going to win. No more. Maybe Avenatti won't take on. Who did he take on? Swetnick? You remember he took, after all the thing was done with the Kavanaugh case, this clown decided he would take on Svetnick? The woman who said she attended 10 gang rapes? I wonder if he's broken it off with her, too. Hey, yeah, yeah. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I want to go into more pop culture, because I think this story about these people that were giving their kids a leg up has a really deep meaning. And so I want to talk about that. I want to talk about non-citizens on welfare and where your money is going. It shouldn't be.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't know if the world can get any crazier when I think about everything that's going on with the left. Ocasio-Cortez, and the new Green Deal, and letting people work, get money for not working at all. We've got Pelosi and team that want to stop us from building a wall. Just recently, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, he wants to make California an official sanctuary state. And there were another heinous murder, a guy who was deported 9 times, has killed an American citizen, and nothing can happen. How does this happen in a country that citizens can be killed by illegals, and we do nothing? I don't get it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. It's crazy out there. I've got so many stories. I swear, I'm sitting here shaking my head right now as I'm doing this program, and I'm thinking to myself, we have so many stories that, quite frankly, are meaningless in the scheme of things. Fast food worker firings. MSNBC wants to ban critics of the Democrats, and crazy stuff. We should be covering serious issues that are impacting us that have to do with our education, the education of your children, that have to do with the tax policy, foreign policy, things like this. And you know what we're talking about? We're talking about Avenatti, just crazy stuff. We're talking about, well, I've already mentioned him, but Stormy Daniels. We're talking about the Royals. We're talking about some TV show that, you know, is controversial. And we're talking about bikinis and, you know, and stars and on beaches and things like this. And we have massive things going on with the left that, quite frankly, we should have no problem pushing back on them on. And we can't do it. Or at least it doesn't seem we can do it. We've allowed the craziest things to be discussed that just, I shake my head every day. I get up and I go, oh, seriously? You want to know the latest? You guys want something to think about? I don't know if you've heard this story, but the air that we breathe is not equal. Yeah, the air that we breathe. Blacks and Hispanics disproportionately breathe air that's been polluted by non-Hispanic whites, according to a study. There's somebody that's studying the racism of the air that you breathe. And let me just tell you what's going on here. These are people that can no longer sell climate change through the normal means. So in order to sell climate change, they now say we have to make it racial. I'm telling you what this is about. Here's what this thing goes on to say. Pollution is disproportionately caused by whites, but disproportionately inhaled by black and Hispanic minorities. Think I'm making this up. Google it and see what you find out. This was in USA Today. Poor air quality remains the largest environmental health risk in the United States. Before I even finish this sentence, let me say this. Black kids are killed in the womb at 300% of white kids. 300% of non-blacks, I should say. And they're worried about the study of the air that we breathe, and they want you to believe that there's black air and white air. So the study says, in fact, with the 100,000 deaths per year, more Americans die from air pollution than car crashes and murders combined. So let me tell you what they just did there. They mitigated. They essentially swept under the rug all of the black-on-black crime by telling you the climate is more deadly to blacks than black folks living in Chicago, killing each other, than black folks living in Baltimore or Cleveland or wherever. They have essentially thrown the gauntlet over all those other statistics. That's what this is about. And here's what they say. Even though minorities are contributing less to the overall problem of air pollution, they are affected by it more, says the coordinator, the co-author, Jason Hill, an engineering professor at the University of Minnesota, who in the article they clearly say who is white. They want you to understand this is some black guy trying to say black people are disproportionately getting dirtier air. Is it fair that I create more pollution? This is a quote. And somebody else is disproportionately affected by it? Hill said that while the air in the United States has gotten cleaner in the past decade, pollution inequality has remained stubbornly high. What is especially surprising is just how large pollution inequality is and has been for well over a decade, Hill says. Folks, I don't know how to explain this any better than I have. What the left want you to believe is climate change is impacting blacks disproportionately than it is whites. Blacks are getting the raw end of the stick. Now, if it is true, then here's what I'll tell you is the raw end of the stick. It's because black folks are gathered in the cities, urban indoctrination centers, these to use Trump's word, crap holes, right? I changed it up a little bit. They're gathered in the cities where they breathe polluted air as blacks who live in the country. I grew up in the country. I breathe the same clean air as the white folks. Before I even go any further, can we stop for just a moment and everybody recognize how insane it is for us to even be discussing this as a real problem. And here's what's funny. Somebody studied it. Somebody was paid money in order to report this. They were given the task of making us believe that the very air that we breathe is racist. And, oh, by the way, right, white folks, you're at fault. Now, when I come on the radio or you see me on TV, not as much anymore, but whatever it is that I do, I want you to understand why I fight. If I were a white person and I read this article, I would be outraged. Now, here's the deal. Black folks and white folks breathe the same air in the city of Chicago or the city of Houston or whatever. There's nothing that says, hey, air, go over to the black part of town. Or, you know, if you see people with more melanin, I want you to give them the dirtier air, and we white folks are going to breathe the cleaner air. There's nothing anywhere. There's not even a possibility that that could happen. But they want you to believe that it is. When I talk to you about the insanity of leftism, I can't come up with better examples. This is the best example. Pollution disproportionately caused by whites, disproportionately inhaled by blacks and Hispanics. Not Asians, not Lithuanians, not Poles. No, blacks and Hispanics are the ones that are disproportionately breathing in black air, dirty air. What would they say if it was green energy? What do you think they'd be saying then? Blacks are disproportionately impacted by the toll roads or something. I don't know. I find this incredible. And there should be somebody pushing back on this kind of nonsense, because this report will be used somewhere else to get funding for something.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Beto O'Rourke is meeting with Iowans today. This is part of his three-day swing as he announced that he's running for president. The former congressman from Texas joins an already crowded 2020 Democratic field. President Trump was asked about O'Rourke today at the White House.
I've never seen hand movement. I watched him a little while this morning doing, I assume it was some kind of a news conference, and I've actually never seen anything quite like it. Study it. I'm sure you'll agree.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of the parents whose children were killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, reversing a lower court judge who dismissed the family's lawsuit against the gunmaker Remington. Founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, believes this is just another way for the government to infringe upon your Second Amendment rights.
Well, this is definitely an attempt by gun prohibition people to try and use the courts instead of the legislature to ban guns, and that's what their intent is.
This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Trip review by Fox News shows that in a closed-door interview on Capitol Hill, Page testified that collusion was still unknown 9 months into the FBI's Russia case when the special counsel Robert Mueller was appointed. Quote, I think this represents that even as far as May 2017, she said, we still couldn't answer the question. Page stopped mid-answer and then continued. Sorry, can I consult with counsel? I'm sorry, I need to consult with FBI counsel for a moment. Page did not answer questions from Fox News or other reporters heading into that deposition. During the session, Page was pressed on a May 2017 text with FBI agent Peter Strzok, where they debated the merits of joining the special counsel team. Strzok said he was concerned there was no, quote, big there. Neither Strzok nor Page have responded to our requests for fresh comments on that deposition, Sandra.
Catherine, and now they're texts about Comey's firing are under new scrutiny?
Well, this is important, and I'm going to try and make it simple so it's easy to understand. 2 hours after Director Comey's termination became public on May 9, 2017, there was a series of urgent text messages with Strzok telling Page, we need to open the case we've been waiting on now while Andy is acting. Andy is a reference to then Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who temporarily took over after Comey. Page replied, we need to lock in redacted in a formal, chargeable way soon. Fox News has learned that during her July deposition, Page declined to clarify the May 9 text. And that same month, in his open public testimony, Strzok also declined to answer questions, but he indicated there is a connection to Mueller's probe.
To get into that would relate to ongoing investigations, which, consistent with the department's policy on ongoing investigations and based on the special counsel equities, I'm not authorized to discuss ongoing investigation.
Okay. So with Page's admission that there was no evidence of Russian collusion by the time Comey was fired and the special counsel was appointed, three congressional sources questioned to Fox News if they're talking about bringing an obstruction case. So the case is obstruction against the president for the firing of Comey, Sandra.
That's a clip that essentially says that the report that Robert Mueller is going to issue is not going to be good for the Democrats. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Hundreds of pages of the transcript from the closed-door interview with the ex-FBI attorney Lisa Page are what revealed these details. And what they wanted to find out was this thing about the insurance policy. When I was on Outnumbered, I was asked about these texts. And I made the comment that it could be something very simple in terms of they didn't want to do anything with them, which nobody believes, or it could be something very sinister that the FBI was plotting to bring down Trump, and who knows to what degree. And I was chastised by Fox's management team, who what's her name? Oh, geez, the black chick. anyway, she says on air, Kevin, surely you didn't mean that the FBI is trying to do something sinister. And I go, no, I don't mean anything. You asked me for a range, and I gave you the range. So that was really what I was saying. But they chastised me and said, you know, it was blowing up on social media. And I'm going, that's ridiculous. That's like saying, Kevin, what are the spectrum of colors? And I say, well, it's everything, you know, a spectrum of gray. It's everything from white to black. Oh, my God, he said black. No, I gave you the range. Anyway, what we're going to find out about this, and it's been predicted. It's not like I'm giving you something you don't know. What we're going to find out about this is what I've been saying for the better part of 2 years. Donald Trump, it didn't collude with the FBI. The coup occurred, and the evidence of this coup is so obvious that for us to be talking about this as opposed to talking about the number of people that should already be in prison is, quite frankly, unbelievable. These people should be put under the jail for what they've tried to do. They've pushed this thing out as far as they can. They want a fraudulent election based on this, and now control the House. And you know what the Democrats are doing? They are using that power to do everything they can to create more fraudulent elections. This article says Page entered the spotlight December of 2017 when it was revealed by the Justice Department IG that she and Strzok exchanged numerous anti-Trump text messages. The two were involved in the FBI's initial counterintelligence investigation into Russian meddling and a potential collusion. And here's what's interesting. These very anti-Trump, very pro-Hillary Clinton there was a calculus going on of, if Hillary wins, look, it's a moot point. Let's not enter DEFCON 1. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Surely Trump can't win. We're just, you know, we're panicking over nothing, blah, blah, blah. And one of them was the insurance policy. She confirmed that this referred to the Russia investigation while explaining that officials were proceeding with caution, concerned about the implications of the case while not wanting to go total breakneck speed. And here's why. This Russia investigation would have disappeared like a fart in the wind if Hillary Clinton had been president. The problem with Trump winning, and you guys know this, I'm not telling anything you don't know here, it created a feeding frenzy. It created a problem for the Democrats in that they now had to start, they have what's called burn notices in the clandestine agencies where they say, look, there's going to be casualties and you're it. I don't know if you've ever seen these movies and things where the special ops guys have to turn in all their gear. They turn in their dog tags, any references to who they are outside of being Americans killed, they're gone. And if they're caught behind enemy lines, they're on their own. These are operations that the United States disavows itself of. That is exactly what is happening right now. Burn notices are being issued. These people that have helped in this conspiracy, in this coup, are being cut off. And now they're trying to figure out how to come in from the rain. People got burned. They never expected Trump to win. They never expected to have to implement all these things. And when they did, the cover-up was worse than the crime. I mean, it's hard to believe that the cover-up's worse than the crime when you consider that the crime is a coup, right? But the cover-up is indeed worse than the crime. An insurance policy. She confirmed that investigators only had a paucity of evidence at the start, meaning they didn't have enough evidence to decide they were going to do this. Remember at the time, Trey Gowdy kicked off the questioning from Strzok, and he says, I want to believe the path you threw out in McCabe's office. There was no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. That was the question. The text that was sent from Strzok to Page, I'm going to read it again just so we're clear. I want to believe the path you threw out in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected. But I'm afraid we can't take the risk. It's like an insurance policy. It is an unlikely event you die before you're 40. The insurance policy, folks. They explained how they were trying to strike a balance with the investigation that was of the Trump campaign. And remember that they called it Crossfire Hurricane. Here's a quote. So upon the opening of Crossfire Hurricane investigation, we had a number of discussions up through and including the director regularly in which we were trying to find an answer to the question, right? Which is there someone associated with the campaign, Trump campaign, who is working with Russians in order to obtain damaging information about Hillary Clinton, Page said. And given that it's August, we were very aware of the speed and sensitivity that we needed to operate under. She continued, if the answer is that this is a guy that's just being puffery at a meeting with other people, great, then we don't need to worry about this and we can all move on with our lives. If this is, in fact, the Russians have co-opted an individual with, you know, maybe wittingly or unwittingly, that's given incredibly grave, and we need to know that as quickly as possible. But she says in her next text message that continuing check-in, how quickly to operate. So I want you to understand, they had a throttle on this investigation. If Trump is winning, then we need to speed it up. If Trump is losing, then we need to slow it down because it's going to die on the vine. And she goes on to say this, we don't need to go at total breakneck speed so long as he doesn't become president. There isn't the same threat to national security, right? Page explained, while saying that if Trump were not elected president, the Bureau would still investigate. They wouldn't have. She says, but if he becomes president, that totally changes the game because now he's president of the United States. He's going to immediately start receiving classified briefings. Now, they make this sound like they were concerned about his ability to be president and you know, do things for the good of the country. But they weren't worried about that. They were worried about the briefings he was going to have and the access that he would have to these agencies that are right now conspiring against him. She said, I'm reading this. Page made clear, though, that those involved did not think Trump would beat Clinton. I want you to understand, folks, the FBI was plotting based on who would get elected and how they would handle the case. That enough should have people arrested.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. Great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftists are cheaters. They're trained to cheat. They know how to cheat. They're excellent at it. And the reason that they cheat is because they don't want the playing field to be level. They never want to fight you face-to-face, man-to-man, hand-to-hand. They got to bring a weapon. As Obama says, if you bring a knife, they're bringing a gun. You know, they will not face you on an equal playing field. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're talking to. Well, listening to. And we do this every day. 5 days a week, a couple of hours a day, and I appreciate you guys being here. And it's not a beat-up leftism show. I know it seems that way, but it's not. It's a truth show. And the truth show explains leftism. They call you a racist because they're a racist. They call you a misogynist because they're misogynist. They call you Islamophobic because they're Islamophobic. They call you a host of things because that's what they are. I could go on. We could play the opposite game all day long. They talk to you about fairness because they are never going to be fair. All they're looking for is a leg up. And let me tell you something. When they get it, you cannot meet a more vile, vindictive group of people than leftists. It's horrible how these people behave. Just look at what's happened. We could have done many things to really just keep our feet on their necks. And we didn't. Our Republicans, let them up. I wouldn't have done it, but the Republicans let them up. It's really silly. And now they're back. And what do? They know they're caught. They know that they can't get a case against Donald Trump. So, hey, you know what we'll do? We'll create other subterfuge. We'll make the people believe what other stuff that's going on. They claim they are all about racial reconciliation. They're the most racist people on the planet. They are divide and conquer. They divide men from women, heterosexual from homosexuals. They divide blacks from whites. They divide religions, Christians from Muslims, Christians from Jews, Catholics from Protestants. Any way they can wedge in, they wedge in. They will divide rich against poor. I was talking to somebody the other day, a very wealthy woman, and I was telling her, I said, look, you have a lot of wealth. I said, I don't envy your wealth. I said, I appreciate it. It drives me to some degree to achieve a level of wealth that's comfortable for me. I'm not emulating to try to be you, but your wealth, in other words, when it's like being with somebody and they go, yeah, let's have a meal, or they pick up the tab. I will never forget when I watched somebody pick up the tab for the first time. I was like, you can just pick up the tab, man? You got that kind of money to pick up the tab? That's a cool thing, to pick up the tab and not worry about it. Go, no, I got it. No big deal. I didn't envy the guy picking up the tab. I was like, wow, man, I hope one day I can pick up the tab. Pay it forward. Leftists pretend they want to pay it forward. They don't want to pay it forward. They're just jealous. Anyway, I was telling this lady, I said, you have wealth, but I go, I have a lot of qualities. I said, and I would be willing to bet, because she knows me, I said, I would be willing to bet there are things about me that you go, I wish I was like that. And she smiled at me. And she went, that's so true. She's got the money, but she watches me talk to people and have conversations about anything. It could be technical in nature. It could be nuanced. We were talking about deep subjects. People were riveted on my conversation, not hers. And she was like, wow, Kevin, so true. There's so many things about you I wish I had or had talked to my children. And when I tell you this woman's wealthy, she's super wealthy. So I was never jealous. I tell people all the time, you may have a nicer car than I do, but I may have a nicer house. I may have a better job, prettier girlfriend, whatever. Not that we should be comparing to one another, but I'm saying I'm not sitting around going, oh, geez, he's got a nicer house and car. So what? I've got a prettier girlfriend, a tougher dog, but I don't have a nicer car. I need to get a nicer car. That's what leftists do. They measure, and everything's a graphic equalizer where all their dials have to be pegged to the top. And so when I learned about this story of these Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman in a cheating scandal, it didn't surprise me. Really? You think I would be surprised that elitists want their kids to go to the best schools, which, just for the record, we put so much into the heart. We have made people become this way with education. By the way, Rona McDaniel, GOP chair, tweeted this. Elizabeth Warren just said she has zero sympathy for the parents involved in the college admissions cheating scandal. It's ironic that she's so offended given that she lied about being a minority to climb the Ivy League ladder. This is a woman, Elizabeth Warren, who got jobs in Ivy League schools. Why? Because she claimed she was an Indian. And she has the nerve to say, I have zero sympathy for these people. But you know what? She's telling you the truth. She got hers, and if you don't get yours, or you get found out getting yours, shame on you. The system is rigged, folks. You know, when rich people are scamming to get their own kids into college, and there's so many ironies around this story, it's tough to... Where do you begin? Leftists claim to want fairness, right? Fairness for the peons. Every kid should be able to go to all these great schools. Yet here we have these two Holt professors, or progressives rather, unleveling the playing field for their own children and the children of their friends and running an entire racket to do it. That's only the first irony. The second irony is, why are these women not playing fair? Have you thought about why are they forced to do what they were doing? Yeah, let me tell you why. Because the very system that they and their ilk created dictates that white kids are not able to get into these colleges because some undeserving kids will get the slots. Now, that may not be what they were doing necessarily. I'm not telling you their kids were bright and smart, all of them. In some cases, their kids were dumber than rocks, dumber than Ocasio-Cortez, and they still wanted those kids into colleges and universities, and they were willing to do whatever. But here's what I'll tell you. They created a system that has made it tougher for their children to get into good schools. Third, our education system, and you guys have heard me talk about this, is the most openly elitist system in the world. We brag that our system is selective. In other words, Harvard is more difficult to get into than community college, right? We know this. Even state school. If your kid graduates from Arizona State or your kid graduates from Harvard, who do you think, which one's going to get the most, ooh, yeah. Harvard will. I'll answer for you. Harvard will. So we know that a system is already unfair. Any kid that's gotten into Harvard is got a leg up over another kid. I mean, Ivy League schools over these others. And we've done this. We've created this. So instead of anybody addressing this, if this were some white company that was being successful and wouldn't do, you know, I don't know, you build your own scenario, they would be freaking out over it. But you don't hear leftists freaking out saying, hey, look, why can't every school be Harvard? Why do we have to have Harvard as a litmus test of, you know, the standard bearer. I'm having trouble with my words today. Well, why does Harvard have to be that? Well, the reason Harvard has to be that is because the left want it that way. They want that competition in schools because then they can play these minority games. Oh, we're all going after more minority students and all this. It's become a money pit. What they should, if you were really trying to do what they were doing and everything else, you'd say, well, Harvard, there's no way you can do it. Let me put it in another way. Okay, so you go out and you buy yourself a fancy $200,000 car that can go 180 miles an hour. Congratulations to you. You can only drive at 80 or 85 on the road. If you get a ticket over that, then you're in criminal court. So, and whatever the speed limit is, they've limited all of us to do that. They don't do that with Harvard. They don't limit the speed limit. If you go to Harvard, you can become a president of the United States Supreme Court, whatever, and you have a much better chance of becoming that than if you go to Ohio State, for example. Anyway, these people are doing everything they can to unlevel the playing field. They take their money and their fame, and they still want a leg up over the ordinary kids. I want you to just think, your mom and dad are Hollywood elitists, and that alone can't get your kid more notoriety. So instead of just doing that, you pay $500,000 up to, I saw, $6 million in order to give your kid a leg up over the other kids. Meanwhile, you're out fighting for fairness and pretending that you care about the downtrodden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.